You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 25, Jesus Celibacy. Today's challenge. The church has covered up the fact that Jesus was married to Mary Magdalene. The Gospel of Philip says they were married, and Jewish men weren't unmarried in Jesus' day, so he wouldn't have been celibate. Today's defense. There were celibate Jewish men in Jesus' day, and the evidence shows he was unmarried. The Gospel of Philip is a 2nd or 3rd century writing in the Coptic language. It doesn't contain reliable history, and it doesn't describe Mary as Jesus' wife, but as a companion, which she was, along with several others. See Luke 8, 1-3. There were several women named Mary in the New Testament, and to keep them straight, they were referred to by various appellations. Normally, women were referred to by their male relations, as in Mary, the mother of Jesus, Acts 1:14. If Mary Magdalene were Jesus' wife, she would be referred to as Mary, the wife of Jesus. But she's not. Magdalene is a place name. Magdala was a village by the Sea of Galilee, and she was Mary of Magdala, John 19:25, 21, and 18. The fact that she is referred to by a place name indicates she did not have a father, husband, or son whose name she could be called by. There were celibate Jewish men in Jesus' time as well as before. The prophet Jeremiah was one. Jeremiah 16, verses 1 and 2. In the first century, celibacy was practiced among Jews both by individuals and among groups such as the Therapeutae, the Essenes, and the Christians. See Josephus, Life of Josephus 2, Philo, On the Contemplative Life 3, Philo Hypothetica 11:14, Josephus Antiquities 18:1-5, and War 2:8-2. Jesus recommended celibacy as a spiritual discipline for the sake of the kingdom of heaven to those who could accept it. Matthew 19, 11-12. It would be surprising for Jesus to advocate celibacy this way if he didn't practice it. The New Testament never speaks of Mary Magdalene or any other woman as the wife of Jesus. Instead, it speaks of the entire church as his bride. 2 Corinthians 11, 2-3, Ephesians 5, 21-32, Revelation 19, 6-9, and so forth. This is significant because the metaphor of the church as the bride of Christ would not have arisen if Jesus were married to an individual woman and there were a literal Mrs. Jesus in the early church.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.